Caution. Hanging out with the old fellas management advice. Dishwashers are a waste of time. Leaf blowers are idiotic.
A one, a two, a five, six, seven, eight.
Last place. It don't matter, come the next race. We all run alone, so run to your own plan. And run through your own pain at your own pace. With a grimace on your face.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, Barry. What a week, son.
What a week indeed.
Yes, yes, they sent us off to our early Christmas party.
Down to the Wild Bay Bowling Club for bare footballs.
Oh, yes, what a horror show.
Oh, I thought it was fun.
Oh, Barry, please. I mean, seriously, viewers, can you imagine the unbridled horror when the entire population of Spindly Pines takes their shoes off?
Oh, and socks? Oh, the humanity.
Oh, I mean, feet aren't the most attractive part of the human body.
No, nostrils are.
But an army of octogenarians' feet? Exposed.
In public?
All at the same time.
Oh, just the smell was enough.
Oh, rancid. Like a ferret carcass thrown down a well.
Yeah, and we've had some experience there.
Oh, yes, yes, Barry, you're such a prankster.
But as for the exposure of Spindly Pine's feet...
At the bowls?
Oh, that too, yes. The moment we stepped onto the green without socks...
All the grass died.
And it was synthetic grass.
It disintegrated under the sheer magnitude of those collected podiatry mutants.
Oh, the bunions.
The tinea.
The plantar warts.
The bone spurs.
The untrimmed toenails.
The ingrown toenails.
The no toenails at all. Oh, I haven't seen so much random misshapenness since all our chocolate Easter bunnies half melted on the kitchen windowsill.
Oh, yeah, they weren't Easter bunnies. They were chocolate zombie rabbit Easter death masks.
I know. I put one on. Scared the wasabi out of Mavis's sashimi.
The same aroma as the barefoot bowls.
Yeah, I thought I recognised it.
You don't think we'll be doing that as an outing next Christmas?
No, you've got to admit, though, it's a dubious prospect putting a heavy round object into the hands of someone like Lillian Grutfuddock.
It was like trusting her to do the right thing with a cannonball.
And Mr. Analofsky was getting a bit random with it. Cracked open a bowling ball on the gutter.
Yes, but Lillian is deliberately dangerous. Analofsky's just dangerous by accident.
And then Mavis and Gertrude get into a fight.
They both wanted the bright orange bowl with the pretty spangles.
Wrestling all over the greens.
Rolling across one game to the next, to the next, to the next.
Swearing and screaming like pirates on fire.
There were tufts of pink and mauve hair floating around the party for hours. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, and decorative.
Not exactly the Spindly Pines Christmas spirit, though.
No. But it was pretty close.
And then we came home.
We had to scoop up your morning motion.
Off the vestibule floor, yes, yes, and we see the headline, Anastasia quits.
Anastasia the unspellable, gone.
Yes, viewers, the Queensland Premier is now the former Queensland Premier. Just like Jacinta Ardern from New Zealand.
Just like Dan Andrews of Victoria.
Just like Mark McGowan of WA.
Just like Michael Gunner of Northern Territory.
Yes.
They're all now the former Queensland Premier.
No, they all resigned.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yes.
They lock us up for the duration of the pandemic.
And then the moment the opinion polls go a bit sour...
They jump like rats off a sinking ship.
They're off to spend more time with the spouts.
Yeah, but we all know that was the reason they got into politics in the first place.
To get away from the spouts, yes.
It was a teary farewell from Anastasia.
Standing up for the people of Queensland has been an honour of my life. I don't believe anyone who comes after me will know how humbling it is to travel this state and meet so many amazing people. Thank you to the Labor Party, to all of our frontline workers, but most of all, thank you to every single Queenslander. Sorry. It's been the greatest honour of my life, and our best days are well and truly ahead of us. Sorry, I wasn't going to get upset today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I've only got me $1 million retirement package and me government chauffeur for life and me former Premier's gold card.
Maybe she is crying now because she's got to spend more time with the spouse.
Well, that's politics, Barry, that's politics. It's all got to come to a crashing halt someday. Another one bites the dust. And speaking of another one bites the dust...
Ryan O'Neill.
How'd you know I was going to say Ryan O'Neill?
Another one bites the dust. It had to be a celebrity that died.
Yes, well, the Hollywood heartthrob, star of What's Up, Doc?
With Barbara Streisand as Bugs Bunny.
Yes, that's right, a screwball romantic comedy starring Ryan and Babs in one of the funniest films of the early 70s.
Starring Sylvester Stallone.
Ooh, I don't think so. More like Sylvester the Cat.
No, Sylvester Stallone was in What's Up, Doc?
This is way before Stallone was in movies, Barry.
It's true. Sylvester Stallone was in What's Up, Doc? Huh? He was a guest in the hotel scene.
Oh, right. And I suppose he had a boxing stunt accident with Babs and that's how she got the nose.
No, it's true. He didn't box with anyone.
Well, that proves he wasn't in What's Up, Doc. That's all he did in movies back then.
Well, it's true. Sly was in What's Up, Doc?
Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I believe, but Rocky...
Trust me, Jerry, it's true.
Well, viewers, I'm going to look that up during the Grumpy's break.
And if I'm right, you got to get down and do 12.
Push-ups?
No, nativity chocolates. I dropped my advent calendar.
Yeah, it burst chalky reindeers all over the room.
I know how it feels. Every morning at 3:23 a.m. Those antlers can really hurt.
Grumpy's Ginger Beer, the ultimate answer to the ultimate questions. Questions like, what's the thing with bottoms? Like, why do we even call it the bottom? Shouldn't it be called the halfway down but not quite? I mean, isn't our real bottom on the soles of our feet? But that would mean every podiatrist is actually a proctologist. So many mysteries. Fortunately, true refreshment is no mystery. Grumpy's Ginger Beer, original, chilli, lime and bitters, or blueberry. Slap one on your lips and drain it. Right to the bottom, or the soles of its feet. Just make sure you take the cap off. Grumpy'sGingerBeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
Welcome back, hangers.
Now go on, tell all the viewers.
Well, okay, yes, hangers and danglers. It turns out Sylvester Rocky Stallone was in What's Up, Doc, alongside Ryan O'Neill and Babs Streisand and Madeline Kahn.
I was right, viewers.
Yes, you were.
Well, first time this millennia.
And possibly the last. But we will definitely celebrate when we get off air with a few gobfuls of nativity chockies.
I bagged the chocolate Dasher, Dancer and Prancer.
I'll grab the chocolate Vixen, Cupid and Rudolph.
And I'll be up to my neck in Donner and Blitzen the next morning.
3:23 a.m.
3:23 a.m.
Now, everyone got their Spotify returns this week.
Really?
Yes.
Spotify returns. Mm-hmm. Sounds a bit modern for me.
Well, all it is, it's just this little animation thing that Spotify give you if you have a podcast to tell you how you've gone for the year.
Oh, right. Mm. Well, ours must have been a pretty short video.
Well, it was quite interesting, actually. Do you know we are listened to in 4 countries? Australia, the UK, the USA and WA.
Western Australia?
Yes, and it says that our listeners have 3 genres of musical interest: pop, rock and German pop.
German pop? We have Nazis listening to us.
Not everyone who listens to German pop music is a Nazi.
Oh, just most of them.
No, probably none of them.
Isn't German pop just electro dance version of Wagner's operas?
Bit of dubstep ring cycle?
A bit of R&B Ride of the Valkyries?
The master singers of Nuremberg rapping in the hood? No, I don't think so, Baz. Although I think Beethoven's 9th Chorale gets a bit of the emo punk treatment. Very Germanic.
It's a real shame none of this is eligible for Eurovision. Mm. They could just roll out the classic Brunhilde with the horns on a hat, and she could bust out a pyrotechnic version of Siegfried's Funeral March.
The immolation scene? That'd be perfect for Eurovision.
Too bad it's 170 years too late.
Well, we can dream, Barry, we can dream.
Speaking of living the dream, what else came out of the Spotify returns?
Well, Weird Al Yankovic.
The Prince of Parody.
Who never did a parody of Prince.
That's right. Prince was the only artist who ever turned him down.
Yes.
And look where each of them are now.
Yeah, not a great career move to knock back a Weird Al parody.
No, it's not.
No.
Has Weird Al ever done a parody of Sylvester Stallone?
What, you mean like,
Adrian! Adrian!
I don't think so, Baz.
Oh, lost opportunity there, Yankovic.
Weird Al reckons that the money he made from his 80 million Spotify downloads this year could, and I quote, buy a very nice sandwich.
Yes, well, it's always about the food with that guy, isn't it?
I actually worked out that with Spotify's scintillating sum of 3.75 cents per download, that's actually still $300,000 in Weird Al's pocket.
Must be a very nice sandwich.
Clearly the camembert option.
And the cranberry sauce option.
With the smashed avocado option.
Luxury.
You see, young people, that smashed avocado on your cafe bagel, it really does equate to a home deposit.
So it's pretty clear what Gen Y and Gen Z need to do to be able to save up for a house.
Stop ordering smashed avocado?
No. Stop downloading Weird Al.
Jeez, yes, Barry, you're sharp today.
Not as sharp as that kid on page 5.
Of my morning motion.
See that headline?
Mm-hmm.
Kid solves 3 Rubik's Cubes blindfolded in 12 seconds.
A new world record.
Oh, it's all just a gimmick.
A gimmick?
Yeah, 3 Rubik's Cubes with blindfolds. They look ridiculous.
No, not the cubes, the kid. The kid had the blindfold.
Oh, I reckon he took a peek. Who wouldn't?
Well, peek or no peek, Brisbane speed cuber Charlie Eggins set a new world record mark for the blindfolded 3x3 Rubik's Cube, 12.10 seconds.
How old is he?
14.
Oh, the girls will be all over him when he gets back to school.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Solving Rubik's Cubes blindfolded? Women can't resist that.
How do you know?
I have my secret superpowers.
Yeah? But solving Rubik's Cubes?
Oh, no. I just show Mavis videos of people solving Rubik's Cubes. She goes almost nympho.
Yes, well, I think that's why Erno Rubik invented it, as an aphrodisiac.
You think so?
No, of course not! It's just a child's puzzle toy. Bloody hell, Barry. Where do you get this nonsense?
Oh, it's just written on the page, Terry.
And in other news, man grows pumpkin that weighs more than 4 polar bears.
Really?
Yep.
What the hell were they doing when they figured that out? A bit of pumpkin polar bear seesaw?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you think so?
No, it's just an expression.
That's a bloody stupid expression, if you ask me.
Well, it is written down here in the paper. Someone thought comparing pumpkins with polar bears was a good idea.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Really?
Just bloody dangerous. Unless, of course, you strike a gaggle of vegetarian polar bears, then you can distract them from eating your children by offering them some pumpkin.
Of course, yes. Moving on, in other international news headlines, Turkey builds up arms.
Well, it's that time of year. You've got to expect your average turkey is going to fight back.
What?
Well, I think even a turkey can figure it out.
What?
Around about when the weather turns, some of their classmates start disappearing and turning up on the dinner table, veritably stuffed.
Not the Christmas turkey, the country turkey. With all that's going on in the world at the moment, turkey is building up its arms.
Oh, okay. You know, Jerry, imagine a gymnasium just for poultry.
Huh?
They get in there and do their little birdie bench press and curl reps, a bit of work on the lats.
With a wingman, of course.
Yes, of course. They build up their plump little thighs with leg presses and deadlifts.
They get fitter and tighter and ripped abs.
And then we pluck them and stuff them and bake them up for Christmas lunch anyway.
And then we steal their gym membership.
Merry bloody Christmas.
Yep, merry bloody Christmas. To hangers and danglers and viewers and Mrs. Attrick. And just to let you know, this will actually be our last podcast for the year. So have a very Jerry and Barry Christmas. And for the holiday break, the librarian tells me she's going to stitch together a couple of off-cut episodes.
For the off-season.
Yeah, so watch out for those.
They can seriously damage your liver.
And we will return with more important scuttlebutt direct from Spindly Pines in early 2024.
What he said.
You look me in the eye. Imagine my carcass baked in a pie. I'm too easy to trap. Try to flap, but I fail to fly. You got meats. You got sweets, you got ham, and pudding in a can, you could go buy veal. Why you gotta go and make a meal out of me? I'm just a turkey. I try to hide at Christmas time. I'm a turkey. Don't want my giblets to be fried. I know it's your tradition to get me in your kitchen. Then you lie me down on my back, stuff and breadcrumbs up my... Take my word, I'm an ambitious bird. I got pluck, but it really sucks that your idea of time with the family is to sit around chowing down on bits of me. Oh, I'm such a turkey. On your plate at Christmas time, I'm a turkey. Baked 4 hours, then you complain I'm dry. I think it's pretty paltry when you pepper and salt me. Go and get a duck or a chicken and eat them. That's why they're existing. Not some tough turkey. On your plate every bloody Christmas time, don't eat turkey.
But as for the exposure of spindly pine's feet...
At the bowls?
Oh, that too, yes. The moment we stepped onto the green without socks...
All the grass died.
And it was synthetic. The smell's got to me already. Your description of toes like misshapen chocolate Easter bunnies, I don't know what you do after hours.
We had an incident where we brought a chocolate Easter bunny home from Wagga one time. It was in the boot. And the boot of the car is one portion of the car that doesn't have air conditioning. So by the time we got it home, its face had all caved in and the ears and so, and it looked like a gargoyle. It looked like a misshapen death mask, yes.
Eat it before it eats you.
We just laughed like whole Easter about this Easter bunny. It was so funny. It looked like a zombie rabbit Easter death mask.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But we will definitely celebrate when we get off air with a few gobfuls of nativity chockies.
I bagged the chocolate Dasher, Dancer and Prancer.
I'll grab the chocolate Vixen, Cupid and Rupert. Oh, I said Rupert.
And I'll be up to my neck in Donner and Blitzen the next morning.
3:23 a.m.
3:23 a.m.
Yes, well, can't be helped. Doing.
Sonic Separator. Sonic Separator. That sounds like a band name.
Yes.
A Sonic, you need a pair of underpants called that.
The Sonic Separators. You too. Or just to muffle the strange noises coming out of your buttock. The Sonic Separator.
All right, where are we Sonic Separator? Yeah.
Anyway, Weird Al reckons that the money he's made from his $80 million...
Dollars, yeah. Yes, well, it's always about the food with that guy, isn't it?
With Spotify's scintillating sun, right.
It's a Kenny Callender special.
Yes, it is. I actually worked out that with Spotify's... Oh, dear, oh, dear. I actually worked out that with Spotify's scintillating sum of $3... $3. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You got the rest of it right.
Yes, I did, didn't I? And we will return with more important scuttlebuck... what? And we will return with more important scuttlebutt... Sorry. And we will return with more important scuttlebutt direct from Spindly Pines in early 2024.
What he said.
Right. I think we're done, are we?
Like a turkey.
Yes, I'm going to do like a turkey. All right. Thank you, sir.
The last time we stand in front of these Macquarie phones until 2024.
Until if we make next it. Year, yes.
If we make it.
If we make it. If we survive. If we...
if we are good. Well, this is the annual turnover of Spindly Pines residents.
Yes, yes. Well, who's next?
Some will go, the new ones come.
Yes.
And we get more turkeys.
Somehow Kylie Minogue seems to survive them all.
I don't think she's a real parrot. I think she's animatronic.
Oh, really? Animatronic. That's the word of the year.
Animatronic. Well, it's a bit easier to say than scuttlebutt.
It is. Thank you.